Well, welcome to The Table I Built. I'm Andrea Walton, and here is where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. Well, today I want to talk about something that's really important, and that's about how to lead in uncertain times. And whether you lead here in the US or abroad, the world feels very heavy right now. There's violence, unrest, grief, fear, and people carrying that into work, whether we as leaders acknowledge it or not. And here's what I believe deeply as a leader and executive coach. What your employees are carrying impacts how they show up and their performance. When leaders try to ignore this reality in the name of, we just got to focus on the business, we just got to focus on results, they don't just miss goals, they lose trust, and eventually you can lose people. So today I do want to talk about how to lead in uncertain times because it's not about being performative, but you need to lead with empathy, clarity, and strength. Now I want to start by saying this clearly. I'm not calling leaders to be political at work. That is not what this episode is about. This is about being human. In corporate spaces, there's often an unspoken expectation that we leave what's happening in the world at the door. But that is not how people work. People don't turn off their fear, turn off their grief or their anger when they log into your Teams link. And when leaders pretend or don't acknowledge what's happening, employees don't feel professional. They actually feel unseen. So I want to give us three ways to help lead through these times. The first way, but powerful, is acknowledge the tension. Nothing is worse than sitting in a meeting when a leader jumps right in and go, okay, team, let's go right into Q1 goals or our OKRs, while the world feels like it's on fire. There's no intentional pause. There's no recognition, no humanity. So here's an example of what I would say if I were you. I'd say, you know, team, I know there's a lot happening in the world right now, and it may feel very heavy or scary for some of you. If you need a moment or you want to talk, my door is open. If you do that, that can completely change the energy in the room. And even if no one takes you up on it, just saying the words lets the air out of the room. So acknowledgement is not a distraction from work. It is what allows people to re-engage with the work. Number two, the second way you can show up during uncertain times is by creating alignment across leadership and not leaving empathy to chance. Empathetic leadership cannot live with just one well-intentioned leader. If it's not reinforced, at the manager level, with HR and internal comms, it becomes inconsistent, and inconsistency is what erodes trust. So it doesn't mean that you hijack a town hall to discuss every global crisis. It means that you, as a leadership team and management team, align on tone, on language, and permission. So here are some practical examples. Managers should know what they can say, and that it's okay to say something. HR should reinforce available resources and flexibility if needed. Internal comms should remind people, here are our goals, they remain, but support is also available. When leaders align, employees feel held and seen. When leaders don't, they feel exposed and vulnerable. Number three, the third way to lead is normalize flexibility without lowering expectations. So you're like, Andrea, what does that mean? That means empathy does not mean you abandon accountability. It means recognizing that people don't perform at their best when they are emotionally dysregulated. The strongest leaders I've worked with over my career don't lower the bar during difficult times. They widen the path to meet it. So here's some examples. You could have some flexibility in how work gets done. Maybe some short-term adjustments without a long-term drift. Clear permission to ask for support before the performance suffers. Empathy is not the opposite of performance. It is often the prerequisite. So as we close, the leaders people remember are not the ones who hit every metric during moments of crisis, but they are the ones who see their people clearly when it matters the most. In uncertain times, leadership is not about having the right answers all the time. It's about creating the conditions where people can keep going with dignity, trust, and purpose. That is how legacy is built, one decision at a time. Thank you for joining me at the table I built. I'll see you next time.